Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Some people say it costs too much to be an environmentally responsible company, but we've found just the opposite. Like when we made our yogurt containers thinner, we reduced the fuel needed to ship them, which cut carbon emissions and costs. We're proud of the way we run our business and proud to support living on Earth.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, it's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. The most complex and quite possibly most costly environmental trial in history is set to start later this month in a federal court in New Orleans when the BP Deepwater Horizon case goes before Judge Carl Barbier. It's been almost 2 years since 11 workers died in the oil drilling disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Nearly 5 million barrels of crude gushed into the sea before the well was capped 3 months later. BP set up a $20 billion fund for damages. So far, it's paid out nearly $8 billion, almost exactly what the company declared in profits just last quarter. The upcoming trial combines hundreds of individual lawsuits along with federal, state, and local government cases, a lot of companies, and 72 million pages of documents. Professor Martin Davies is director of the Maritime Law Center at Tulane University in New Orleans. He says Judge Barbier has his work cut out for him.
He has a lot of people working for him. A lot of the court's documents, not just in this case, but in all federal cases now, are highly automated. There's a lot of electronic filing. I must say, though, I think that Judge Barbier has done a remarkable job getting this case onto trial as quickly as he has.
Well, it may never get off the ground. There's speculation by some analysts that BP's going to settle before it ever gets to court.
Yes, I've heard that. I'm a little skeptical about that. There are an awful lot of people that are going to have to settle with, and if any of them are left standing, the case will go ahead. There may be individual settlements. There have been individual settlements all along. A global settlement that sends the whole thing away, I would be surprised. But it's not impossible.
So in this case, if it does go forward, do they determine who's at fault and who's to blame, or is it all BP's fault at this point?
No. In fact, the principal purpose of this trial is to work out who's to blame. The responsibility of Cameron and Halliburton and Transocean.
So Transocean, they owned the rig. Halliburton, they did the actual drilling. Cameron, what did they do?
Cameron made the blowout preventer.
And that's the one that failed?
Yes, that didn't prevent the blowout. So all of these cases, he's hearing all of these cases together to allocate responsibility between the defendants so that it can be determined which of the other defendants, other than BP, has to pay what.
So we had about 4.95 million barrels of oil, a huge amount of oil. I guess that's 20 times more oil than the Exxon Valdez spill.
Yes, an awful lot. It lasted for a long time.
But I understand that one of the goals of this trial is actually to determine exactly how much, because if you can figure out how much oil was spilled, then you can determine if there's any penalties, how much BP has got to pay.
Correct. That will be the second phase of the trial. Judge Barbier has issued a pretrial order describing the order in which he's going to hear all these things. The second is what he's called the source control phase, which is where he's going to try and work out exactly how much oil was released into the Gulf of Mexico. What he's not going to do in this trial is work out any of the damages, what people are entitled to recover. He's just doing responsibility.
Who does the penalty and who does the damages? I guess the penalties under the Clean Water Act could be from $1,100 to $4,300 a barrel.
Right. Well, he's not going to get onto any of that until he's worked out who's responsible and how much oil. So that's just not being done in any part of this probably year-long trial. He'll get to that later.
Is a trial like this high drama, or is it a little bit like watching a glacier melt?
It'll be a little bit of both. There'll be moments of high drama, but a lot of it will be rather tedious, going through millions of documents, establishing what happened in fairly minute detail. It'll be pretty slow going for much of the time.
You know, it's interesting. BP paid out so far about $7.8 billion in claims. They had set up a fund of $20 billion. How does that settlement or that amount of money affect the claims in this lawsuit?
Well, it doesn't really affect them at all, other than that it reduces the amount in the fund that's available to the plaintiffs remaining in this lawsuit. That $20 billion was put in trust to secure all the claims against BP.
So at the end of the day, the end of the trial, the end of the settlement, what ultimately could BP's cost of this disaster be?
That's very hard to estimate. Very hard to estimate. In fact, so hard to estimate, I wouldn't like to try. It will be billions more, though.
Now, BP has gone back to drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. They've sued, you know, their partners, Halliburton and Transocean and Cameron. But they've got to work together in the future, right?
Correct, yes. There isn't always bad blood in litigation. There's a lot of statements made by the attorneys about the responsibility of the other parties. But that's for, well, not just for effect. It's just sort of positioning you to make a legal argument. It doesn't necessarily mean that they can't work together in the future.
So I want to ask you, if you were defending BP, you were their lead attorney, would you tell them to settle or would you tell them to go to court and take their chances?
I think any attorney on any side is always looking to try and find a settlement. Most people prefer settlement because they're risk averse. You find a number that you're happy with living with in order to make the thing go away. So I would be looking for settlement. Over 90% of civil suits brought settle. The difficulty in this case will be, as I said before, settling with everybody. I have no doubt that BP will survive and thrive. BP has enormous amount of money and will be able to survive this quite comfortably. In some ways, it's fortunate that it's a company like BP who will be able to compensate all the claimants and has from the very beginning declared that it will do so to the extent of its liability. They had, at least in theory, the right to limit their liability under the Oil Pollution Act to $75 million. And never for a moment did they suggest that they would try to invoke their right to limit. Now, they are understandably trying to point the finger at other people, such as Halliburton and Cameron, but they will pay.
Martin Davies is professor of maritime law and director of the Maritime Law Center at Tulane University. Professor Davies, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.